All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I am back with more Lust Academy. Let's get started. Yo, Grim, good evening. Is everything okay? You seem sad. She's so caring and so sensitive. I would say that I'm pretty tired, actually. And I don't even know why. There was nothing particularly hard during today's classes. Ew. Hey, this isn't a good time to lose your enthusiasm. What about the meeting with Victoria? The meeting with Victoria? Yeah, did you forget? Meeting about the tournament. No, Victoria didn't tell me anything about that. I know myself, I'd remember it. You're not confusing it with a dream or anything? Oh, wait, damn. I think she told me about the meeting and asked me to tell you about it. I totally forgot about that. Sorry, Grim. Don't worry, it's not such a big deal. I'm gonna take a little break and then we can go, okay? Sure, take all the time you want. The Great Wizard Tournament has been held in our academy for the last 100 years. It is something more than a mere nod to annual tradition. Honestly, the very idea of the event is very close and dear to me. Your success in the tournament is determined by your skills, your hard work, and your dedication. However, since you've already passed through the preliminary round, that's what you're already good at. Just look at Victoria. She's full of energy, enthusiasm, and determination. I mean, I love this woman. In regards to organizational matters, let me remind you that you passed the preliminary phase and became participants in the first round of the Great Wizard Tournament. There are only 3 tours, and the first one will begin very soon. I'd advise you to start preparing, not only mentally, but also physically. I have to warn you, the challenges that you're going to face on each round are very difficult. Difficult and sometimes even dangerous. The Academy is trying to ensure your safety as much as possible, certainly. But this fact does not remove your responsibility. Many of you remember the terrible loss of our student during the last year's tournament. I will not go into detail, but the participant, I think Samantha said something about that, violated all conceivable and inconceivable rules and precautions. But the fact remains, I hope you understood what you were doing when you applied. I just want you to understand what it's all about. Do you want to fulfill your fondest wish with a stout medal? Or maybe you want to prove something to someone, maybe even to yourself. Or earn yourself fame that will help you promote your personal brand. And why am I doing it? For Samantha's sake, of course. She's the most important part of my life. I think you can risk your life for someone you love, right? Oliver, do you have a question? Yes, Professor. I heard that every year both the participants and the teachers come together to celebrate with a pool party. Is that just a myth or is it another enchanting tradition of our academy? Unfortunately, it's no more than a stupid joke. The academy doesn't have that tradition, but if you suggest, I'll bring this to Arthur's attention. Alright, well, if there's nothing else, I'll keep going. Obviously, unique sense of teamwork is very important to wizards. That is why in the very first tour you will have to perform in pairs. Wow, really? This will test not only your magical skills, but also your communicative skills. If the boys don't mind, I'll ask the lovely ladies to draw straws. Your partner's name is written on the piece of paper you'll pull out. Trust your intuition. Miss Alston, please. I'm dying to know. Well, well, well. Grim. Me? Whoa, great. Well, it's not that bad. Maybe it's even better. Let's make use of this opportunity to be friends with Dakota. Yeah, Samantha and I are gonna end up on different teams. But we're not gonna fight each other, right? Well, the competition of the second pair is obvious, but we have to finish the procedure. Please, Miss Rose. Yeah. Samantha seems to be upset about something. Looks like she was hoping we'd be on the same team. Oliver Kellett. Excellent. Participants, you have just been divided into small teams in which you will be performing in the first tour of the tournament. I think this is where we shake hands. I'm glad we're on the same team, Grim, and I believe it'll be fun. Yeah, I hope so too. Ladies and gentlemen, get together. We should take a picture to capture this moment. Come on now, don't be shy. One day you'll look at this picture and you'll be proud to remember this day. Yeah, there you go. Great. What? Did somebody die? Everyone, smile. 1, 2, 3. Amazing. Look, isn't that nice? Wow, we look so good. Dakota's so cute in this photo, and not only here. By the way, if Dakota and I are on the same team now, then we're going to spend a lot of time together. I really hope we'll find some common ground. Wait, when did I ever have trouble getting along with beautiful girls? We'll see. We'll see. Man, I didn't even have time to talk to Samantha about that whole thing. I wonder if she's worried about us being on different teams. But she looked upset, that's for sure. We need to talk about everything and decide together what we want to do now. And what tactics to choose. Especially since I mostly decided to participate in the tournament to help her win. For this to work, we need to do something about the other players. And Dakota's the most dangerous opponent, at least for now. I don't know anything about Oliver yet. Yeah, I definitely have to talk with Sam, just not now. And for now, I have to find something to kill time before nightfall. Because I need to get to Gina and I can't access the portal to the forest right now. I guess I can just wander around the library. There should be something interesting. Maybe I'll even meet Dakota again. She gives me the vibes of someone who spends a lot of their time around books. It's too late and I'm too sleepy. I'll talk to her in the morning. Dakota! She looks so attractive when she's writing on her scroll with that serious face. Why don't I get a little closer? Time passes. Seconds turn into minutes. Minutes into hours. But one thing remains, a beautiful blonde girl sitting in the library every night. Busy studying 24/7. I like how you replace "Hi, how's it going?" with more original opening lines. I'm tired of hearing the same thing every day. See where I'm going with this? Hi, Dakota. How's it going? Everything's just fine. I finally finished a very important essay for Victoria. It's funny how her face changes when the burden of study lessens. And she's smiling so prettily. And how about you, my dear tournament partner? Everything is great. Heh. It's kind of funny that I even forgot we're on the same team now. I don't know about you, but I'm determined to win at almost any cost. So I hope as my partner you'll be a support and not a burden. I'm actually quite happy with the way we were paired. I think you and I are going to work well together. We'll see. We'll see. Guys, I didn't notice you there. Hello, Emily. Are you okay? Do you need any help? No, but thanks for asking. Are you feeling okay? You look a bit tired. That's not really what I wanted to hear you say, Grim. But I'm not gonna lie, my head is splitting. It's been a long day. Oh, I know a cure for that. A couple hours of quiet rest will do the trick. From my experience, I'd probably recommend a 10-hour sleep. Boy, I wish I could get one of those. I guess I'll take your advice, especially as my working day is nearly over. And you're doing great without me. Sure, Hope you feel better soon and have a nice evening. Thank you. So here we are, all alone. You know what that means? I have a million ideas, but oddly enough, I don't want to voice any of them. I don't need to study, and I don't want to go to my room either. I feel like I just need some quiet relaxation and this cozy feeling inside. Wait a minute, I have an idea. And what if, what do you think to a little party in the library? A little party in the library? Are you serious? Yeah, why wouldn't I be? It'll be fun, you'll see. Sitting in the library at night? I think we have different ideas of fun. And these wooden chairs aren't comfortable at all. That's not a problem. I'll go get some blankets and what about some cocoa? Just imagine this huge old library, millions of dusty books, blankets, and cocoa. Don't you think it sounds romantic? Well, now that you put it like that, and if you're really bringing hot cocoa, that'd be no problem. I'd really like to do it. Well then, deal? Are we done studying for today? Deal. Deal. I'll be quick, I promise. It's interesting that you chose this particular book of Shakespeare's poems. Honestly, I never really liked poetry. I remember at school we were always made to learn poems by heart. I think that's what killed my interest in it. I can't imagine not liking poetry. It's a whole other world. I even wrote poems and all that, but I quit. You wrote poems? I mean, like, all by yourself? Yes, Can you read me one, please? I'm really interested. Sorry, I don't really like sharing them with other people. I always thought that people who write poems are seeking themselves amongst the pages. A poem is an existential message to me, a search for my true self, an attempt to transcend the life experience to brief thoughts about existing. I haven't met anyone I could share them with yet. Only my sister was that person. I really hope you meet that special someone one day. Yeah, are you ready for some Shakespeare? This book is amazing. I know most of these poems by heart. A woman's face was nature's own hand painted. Hast thou the master mistress of my passion? A woman's gentle heart, but not acquainted. That's why I'm convinced that being is what defines consciousness. Maybe. When a child is born, they're a blank sheet. Well, he means to say a blank slate. But who draws ideas, opinions, concepts, motivation on that sheet? The answer is obviously the outside world. Ugh, I'm getting tired of all this philosophical stuff. Let's just sit here quietly for a bit. It's almost dawn, isn't it? I just want to meditate for a few minutes. I must have fallen asleep. Looks like I'm not the only one, Just imagine Emily's face if she found us asleep at the library. But Dakota, she's sleeping so peacefully. Judging by the fact that she's fallen asleep in such an uncomfortable place, she must be very, very tired. Wait, when she's sitting like that, I think I can see her panties. I wonder if she's a deep sleeper. Wow, what cute little panties. For some reason, they're exactly how I imagined them to be. I don't know, they just seem like her style. How nicely they accentuate each curve. And this porcelain skin, so smooth, it's intoxicating. What if I do that? If she suddenly wakes up, this could get completely out of hand. My heart's pounding so loud, I can't hear anything else. I feel the adrenaline rushing through my body. Oh! Wow, she's moaning in her sleep. I wonder what she's dreaming about. Anyway, it's time to wake her up. I'd rather wake her up myself. Shh! It's time to wake up. Hey, hey! Can you hear me, sleepyhead? Huh? Did I fall asleep? I was thinking, and... It's 4 a.m. already. I'm knackered, and I have to be up early tomorrow. Today. Tomorrow's already today. Yeah, that's true. I know you just want to fall asleep, right? But Dakota, think how nice it would be to lie under a blanket. It's so difficult to get up. Good girl. That's better. Okay, Grim. Thank you for tonight. Not bad, I'd say. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for keeping me company. Good night. Night, night. I had a great time with Dakota, but I have to go now. It's nighttime, and that means the portal to the Mystic Forest is open again. I hope Zhaina's had enough time to recover her strength. I could really use her help. Come on, Book, let me in. Great, it works. Hopefully Zhaina has recovered some of her strength and can tell me where to look for the other seals. I just wish I knew where she is. Maybe Leona can tell me. Poor Leona, keeping up that protective barrier is taking all her strength. She looks exhausted. Hey Leona, how are you? Do you know where I can find Zhaina? I'm tired, but there's nothing I can do about that. Zhaina went that way when I last saw her. Okay, thanks. I'll see if I can find her and talk to her. Hope Zhaina can tell me where to look for the other Founder's artifacts. Otherwise, I'm running out of ideas for what to do next. Especially now that Jacob and his knowledge are gone. There she is! Zhaina still looks pretty exhausted, but if she got here by herself, she's probably got the energy to talk. Hey, Zhaina! Oh, it's you! It's good to see you. I've been thinking hard about our last conversation. You have? Do you have any ideas? Take a seat. The Founder's seals, like the one you freed me with, they're the most secret, personal, intimate part of us. What do you mean, exactly? I mean they're the one thing we don't share with each other. We each received our artifact as a gift from Melissa, who was our teacher. And all of us who have dreamed at least once of getting our hands on the other Founder's seals. You mean stealing off each other? You could say that. We were friends, but we each wanted to learn all the mysteries of magic. And as we discovered the potential of our own seals, we began to wonder. If one artifact was so powerful, what could we do with all four together? Exactly. Frieda and I were close friends and often talked about it. We even teased each other, hinting about we kept our seals. We knew that sooner or later one of us would crack and try to find them, and I remembered one of these conversations. Frieda was clearly hinting at something to me then. Maybe this will help you in your quest. This is great, tell me more. I've got a better idea. Wait a minute, what are you doing? Relax and observe. You must look for the knowledge that's going to help you. I don't understand why you brought me here. I've seen stars before. Not like this, you haven't. I've been looking for the best place for an observatory for years. If you weren't so lazy and you'd come up here before, you'd have seen this yourself. Very few people know that the constellation Bootes hides the ninth star. There, just behind Nekar, but Nekar's light blocks it from view. From every place in the world except here. It's amazing how much mystery the starry sky holds. Don't you think so? And even a small, faint star like that, it's there for a reason. Whatever. What the hell? It's like I was actually there. I let you into my memories. That was so strange. But I don't quite get why you showed it to me. It didn't reveal anything about the seals. There's not a cat in hell's chance that Frida would have given me a lecture on the stars for nothing. I'm sure she was teasing me with it. And there was a reason. That star was a hint. Figure out what she was talking about and you'll probably know where to look next. You're right. I should have known. Apparently there's a telescope in a secret room in the library. I hope Arthur knows something about the constellations and he can help me work this out. I hope so too. That's all I can tell you for now. As I said, a seal is a very personal artifact, and I don't know anything about Katrina's seal. Thank you. I'll go look for it right away. Good luck to you. Yeah, I definitely need it with this mission. I'm almost certain Gina's memory can lead us to Frida's seal. I need to tell Arthur about this. Maybe he'll have some advice for me, but it can wait till tomorrow. I feel exhausted. I better find my way back to campus before I collapse asleep on the floor. Okay, so where are we right now? Let's take a look at Lustigram real quick, guys. Let's see what this is. So we've got, oops, not that. I just want to live in a world of mountains, coffee, campfires, cabins, and golden trees and run around with a camera and notebook, learning the inner workings of everything real. Elijah, natural beauty with a golden heart, perfect. Molly, and that is a really nice render of her. So, let's see here. We're going to say something nice. I always knew you were good at taking photos, but this one is on a whole new level. Okay, Victoria. Art is unquestionably one of the purest and highest elements in human happiness, and trains the mind through the eye and the eye through the mind. As the sun colors flowers, so does art color life. Hashtag lifestyle. It's stunning, Professor. Ma'am, please slow down. My heart can't keep up. Oh, well, that's nice. That's not so flirty. And that's all we've got for Lustigram for now, guys. We're not going to be doing the little game. I don't think there's anything else we can do but puzzling witches. That's the only app we have right now on the computer. So we won't be messing with that one. Going to power that down. I don't think there's anything really to do but sleep. I'm not sure what you can really do wandering around at night. But we're not going to do that. That's something for you guys to do when you buy the game. Alright, so let's sleep until morning. Next morning. I can't wait to end these nightly visits to the Mystic Forest. Haven't been able to get a good night's sleep. You and me both, bud. Okay, I definitely need to tell Arthur about Gina's insight. But he doesn't usually show up to his office until about lunchtime. Well, that just means more time spent in Victoria's class. There are probably better ways to start my morning than going to class, but I need to get ready for the wizard tournament. I think we spent enough time on this unexpected venture into illusions. Always remember that illusions are not real and can be easily broken. However, it is still a valuable skill that may save your life one day. Miss Lapice, why did we focus on illusions and not what was on the syllabus? I have my reasons, Haley. Following that, when does the syllabus show you'll learn interdimensional travel? Oh, that's a skill that shouldn't be taught for a few more semesters. Correct, yet some circumstances require you to know it as soon as possible. Shit, I guess that means the Foundresses aren't doing great in their dimension. Okay, so let's talk about dimensions. There's an infinite number of different worlds. Every choice of every person creates a world with minuscule differences from each of those choices. That's something I actually really believe in. So you can call me crazy, but I definitely believe in the many intersecting worlds theory, which, of course, has, you know, some people that strike it down, but I'm willing to give it some credence. The cruel joke is that those worlds exist for a fraction of a second before they're consumed by the mainline reality. It could be true, too. Poof! Nothing left. However, branches do occur, which we call shadows. Being in the shade of the main reality allows that dimension to stay intact. Well, as long as the main reality remains intact. I mean, if you watch Deadpool and Wolverine, it'll make a lot more sense, I guess. The elements and creatures of the shadow are different from the primary world. This can be seen from their energy fields, their aura. An ordinary human born in Dale will have slight differences in their aura from a mundane person. So, Miss Lapice, you'll teach us to put things into that shade? Eventually, but not now. Haley, I'm sure you can imagine the power required for that spell. So that spell in particular won't be taught for quite some time? Precisely. That spell requires years of knowledge, the equivalent of a PhD. Why are we being taught about it now, then, if we won't learn how to actually cast it? For the sake of understanding, what you're doing since you're traveling between dimensions anyway. Now, no more questions until the end of the lesson. Understood? Thank you, Haley. Now then, what needs to be known is going to the shade can be a versatile weapon. Dimensions of two worlds, if you like that term better, become partially connected. Who can give me an example? The Force of the Foundresses? Correct, Grim. The Force of the Foundresses lies in the shade of Cordale, just as Cordale lies in the shade of the mundane world. What does all this mean? Grim, do you know about Succubi? Does she know about Audrey? If she does, what exactly does she know? Succubi feed on creatures that they are with, like vampires do, just a bit differently. There's a theory that long ago a powerful parasite took over their shadow world. Its presence influenced succubi and vampires and transformed them. Because of the parasite, they ended up turning into parasites themselves. Haley, is something wrong? With the utmost respect, Miss Lapice, how does that relate to us? Are we in danger? Is there something vile in Cordale's shade? Haley, I see where you're going with this. We discussed that moment with the headmaster, and he showed me that theory is as critical as practice. But why all of a sudden? It does not matter why, Miss Ranger. I know why Victoria's having us learn this, but she's not going to tell anyone. If the forest is captured, we'll be transformed into starving tentacle monster things. And it might not just be the mages, but this whole reality. But why is Haley worried? She's not supposed to know anything about this. I don't think Victoria would notice if we whispered a bit. Hey, what's wrong? Aren't you excited to be ahead of the program, Haley? Believe me, I am, but something seems a bit off about all this. Like what? She said something about circumstances? Why are we involved? These program changes are unexpected. Did something bad happen? Haley's really nervous. I need to calm her down. Don't worry about it. No matter what happens, I'm ready for it. At least we're learning more about our actions. You're always happy to learn theory, right? Maybe you're right, but why do I feel so nervous? Changes in the syllabus don't mean the end of the world. It's all okay. You can't overreact. Mr. Grimm, would you please forgive me for interrupting your chat during my lesson? Oh, Victoria, why do you always look so pretty when you're angry? I didn't mean to offend you. You'll just have to find some way. Just have to find some way to get you worked up. Oh, Grimm, you're flirting with me. What happened to you over winter vacation? I'll remind you again that flirting with a teacher is inappropriate. Now, Mr. Grimm, what did I just say? Mr. Grimm, Miss Ranger, I will overlook this instance. It is good to be thorough. But I do not make unnecessary changes, nor need to discuss every change with you. Damn, who cares about a lesson if your teacher has such a gorgeous ass? How did she come here without me noticing? Another illusion? Once again, students, there are species in Cordale that are not native to the mundane world. Use the spell to read auras, disclose the elements that differentiate the shaded ones, then describe those differences to me. That's it for today, students. As a bonus task, think, where did I use illusions in this lesson? See you next time. Dude, her lessons are getting weirder and weirder. Do you think something happened to Victoria while we were on vacation? Who knows? Maybe Jacob's death hit her hard. I was thinking about grabbing something to eat at Molly's. You with me? Sorry, buddy. I need to go to the principal's office. I have an appointment. Bummer. You're not in trouble, are you? No, everything's okay. He just wants to chat. See you later. See ya, bro. Good day, Headmaster. Can I talk to you? It's about the Founders. Of course you can, Grimm. Go ahead. Come here. Take a seat. I'll be with you in a second. I just need to find a book. In the meanwhile, tell me what brings you here today. It's about Frida's seal. I may have a clue as to where to find it. I've talked to Gina and she's given me kind of an insight. Really? I'm intrigued. Tell me, please. So it seems like Frida and Gina were good friends and teased each other a lot. by hinting where they might find each other's seals. So Zhina revealed to me a memory of her talking to Frida, and they were next to a telescope in the library. And Frida hinted that there were some notes on the stars that were the key to other secrets. Yes, that sounds like the kind of thing that Frida would do. She built the telescope after all. Amazingly, it's still there, hidden in a secret room in our library. I think we should go and have a look there. Maybe we'll find something. Sure, I can do that. Usually the secret telescope room is off limits to our students. But I think we need to make an exception here. I am aware that Emily will be annoyed. What if she doesn't even let me go there? Here, let me write you a note giving my permission. Will that do? She might not be too thrilled, but I am the headmaster here, so yes, it will suffice. Give this to Emily, and she will give you access to the secret telescope room in the library. While you're searching the library, I'll check my own archives. I may be able to find some more information about the constellations that Frida studied. Sounds like a plan, sir. I'll be on my way. Grim, take care in that room. There is a reason why students are forbidden from going there. I remember what happened to Haley when we were in there. When we were last in there. I'll be careful, sir. Thank you. Good afternoon, Emily. Grim, what a pleasant surprise. How can I help you? I'm on an errand from the headmaster. I need to get into the secret room here in the library. Here, read this. It explains everything. Strange. She's looking at me strangely. Perhaps she thinks I forged a note. Or maybe she's just surprised that author's given me access. I see. Grim, I need not remind you that forging the signature of a teacher could lead you to being excluded. Of course not, but you can see for yourself that that note is from author. Yes, just reminding you. It is, of course, a rather unusual errand, but the signature looks genuine enough. All right, follow me. She still seems doubtful that author sent me on this assignment. I guess it's understandable. I'm only a freshman. I bet she'd be surprised if she knew that Haley and I have already found our way into this secret room. Should I follow you up? Yes, the passage is up on the second floor. Let me show you the way. I've got a pretty good view from down here. Looking at how her skirt stretches over her buns. I wonder how juicy they'd look without that skirt. Okay, I definitely shouldn't be thinking about them right now. I need to focus on the case. Strangely, I can't see any door here. Not all doors in the academy are visible, Grim. You'll see for yourself in a moment. Here we are, the exotic artifact book section. Would you mind turning away? This is a secret procedure. Yes, of course, Emily. I'll just stand here and look at the books while you do your magic. Sesame, 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 sesame. There, you can turn around now. Here's the door you couldn't see. I guess I should pretend to be surprised. Wow, I never cease to be amazed by magic. Thank you, Emily. I'll try not to stay any longer than necessary. I've forgotten how cool it is in here. There's so much to look at here, especially for nerdy people. Haley could probably stay in here all day, like a museum visit. But I don't have that much time. I need to find clues about Frida and her seal as quickly as possible. So I'll start with a telescope. I bet there are lots of incredible artifacts hidden in this place. But I better not touch anything unless I really have to. Traps and curses could be protecting anything in here. Last time I was here, I miraculously managed to save Haley, but only because that new spell worked. I might not be so lucky this time. And there's no one to take care of me if anything goes wrong. This place is enormous. You'd never know our library was this big. I think this room is bigger inside than it looks from outside. Yes, that's definitely the telescope in Zhina's vision. I can't believe how long it's been since they were here, and everything still is in its place. The telescope is pointing at the sky. Cool! Ah, I wish I still knew how to work the telescope. I might have made it a little more evident where I should be looking. There's got to be something here I can start with. Books. What kind of books would be on a shelf near a telescope? Probably books on astronomy or astrology. Yes, all the books seem to be space-related in some way. In her memory, Frida was telling Zhina about a constellation. Maybe she was alluring to something. Is there anything here about rare constellations? Bingo! This looks just like what I need. It's got notes written everywhere in it. Maybe Frida left them. What hides in the lights of Nikkar? To find the star, point the telescope between boats between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. Then use the Crowhive House Signature Enhancement. Fuck, what is the Crowhive Signature Enhancement? I don't know that spell. I'm sure this book will help me in my quest. But I've no idea what the Crowhive House Signature Enhancement is, and without it, I can't move any further forward. I hope Arthur knows more about this than I do. It's a shame I can't do it by myself. But I've got the book, and that's something. If the headmaster knows this Crowhive House spell, we'll be one step away from finding Frida's seal. I'll go to him now and show him what I've found. Alright, guys, and that's where we're gonna leave off for Lust Academy for right now. We will see you back here next time for more Lust Academy. Remember, it is AVN month. We're springing in AVN, so there's gonna be a lot of these coming up. Matter of fact, you're gonna see a tournament Ripples tomorrow. So, plenty of AVN on the way, guys. I'm out. See you next time.